This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says America's longest war will end next month, resisting calls to keep U.S. troops in Afghanistan amid a Taliban resurgence. President says the U.S. has achieved both goals it set when invaded Afghanistan 20 years ago, take down Osama bin Laden, and keep the nation from again becoming a terror haven. The president has been visibly annoyed by suggestions he's leaving too soon as the Taliban makes steady advances. But he says the past 20 years have shown the war is unwinnable. Under growing pressure from lawmakers, he's vowing to evacuate thousands of Afghans who helped the U.S. military as drivers and interpreters. Two men believed to be Haitian Americans, one of them purportedly a former bodyguard at the Canadian embassy in Port-au-Prince, have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti President Jovenel Moise. Haitian officials said on Thursday 17 suspects have been arrested in connection with the assassination of Haiti's president, 15 of them from Colombia. The chief of Haiti's national police added that three other suspects were killed and another 8 were on the run. Leon Charles, chief of Haiti's national police, urged people to stay calm and let the police do their work, as he warned that authorities needed evidence they were destroying, including burning cars. Speaking in Bogota, Colombia's defense minister said initial reports indicated the suspects identified as Colombians were retired members of the National Army. The defense minister said the government had urged the Army and police to cooperate fully with the investigation. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears. The day after a announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. Japan's prime minister said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year. Tropical Storm Elsa is carving a destructive path up the eastern coast here in the United States after killing one person in Florida and spinning up a tornado in Georgia. Elsa gained strength Thursday across North Carolina and was expected to pass near the eastern mid-Atlantic states Thursday evening into the nighttime and moved near or over the northeastern U.S. by later today. A Pfizer official says the company will ask federal regulators next month to approve the administration of a third dose of its COVID vaccine. Pfizer's chief scientific officer telling the Associated Press they plan to seek emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration for a booster vaccine for those who've already gotten two doses. He says another shot would dramatically increase immunity and perhaps ward off the spreading coronavirus variants. A 5.9 earthquake magnitude rattled the California-Nevada border Thursday, with people hundreds of miles away reported feeling the shaking, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Fortunately, there were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. And Zelia Avant-Garde breached of the championship at the Scripps National Spelling Bee. The 14-year-old from Harvey, Louisiana, becomes the first African-American winner of the Bee and only the second black champion in the Bee's 96 years, that is. Zelia leaped with excitement after spelling the winning word, Mariah, a genus of tropical Asiatic and Australian trees. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us on our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.